If you are listening to this podcast, it means you are searching. Searching for someone who understands you. Someone who gets you. You are yearning to be understood and to belong. Welcome to the Someone Gets Me podcast, where we help smart, talented, and sensitive people navigate an often insensitive world. Let's welcome your host, ambassador, author, speaker, and mentor, Diane Allen. Diane has the experience and knowledge to educate and inspire, as she has been there and understands your unique intensities and their challenges.
Welcome to episode 4 of the Someone Gets Me podcast. I'm your host, Diane Allen, and today we are going to talk about how to get unstuck. So often, we get ourselves in routines where we're stuck. Intensely sensitive and smart people are no exception to this. In fact, for a lot of us, one time is a habit, and we can feel stuck real easy. Sometimes we get in the routine of doing the same thing over and over and over again, and then we look like a sleepwalking kind of automaton, and we're really not engaged in life. Smart and sensitive people are meant to be engaged in life, fully engaged. That's where we get our satisfaction from the depth and richness of everything that's around us. So today I'm going to talk about 3 specific things that you can do to get yourself unstuck if you're feeling stuck. Now, these would apply to whether you're feeling intellectually stuck, like writer's block or having a difficulty solving some kind of problem you're trying to solve. That's an intellectual endeavor. This also would apply if you were emotionally stuck, like maybe having a lot of anxiety or feeling overwhelmed a lot or procrastinating, those kinds of things. Emotional stuckness can cause just as much dissatisfaction and pain as intellectual stuckness. So we're going to cover 3 ways that you can get unstuck. When you are intense and sensitive, like I'm sure you are, the struggle sometimes when we're stuck is we tend to beat ourselves up or think there's something wrong or maybe get judgmental. And those are not the places for us to be. It's not productive. Now, we know that intense and sensitive and smart people need to have solution and a focus and an action and all of those things. So many times, if we're living in an insensitive world or we're surrounded by people who don't necessarily understand our giftedness, it can be a little challenging because we can be lulled into mediocrity and being good rather than excellent. And this podcast is to help you learn how to be all you can be to support you in enjoying your life in a completely different way. So let's talk about those ways one at a time so you can start to make the changes you want to make. The first way that you can get unstuck from any situation now is to take a break. Yes, take a break. Kind of like that silence, that moment of a break. You know, we live in a noisy world. We live in an environment oftentimes where we do not get a break from the noise, where we do not get a break from the constant input. After all, if we're not answering our phones and on social media pretty much every waking hour, whether even if they're in the middle of the morning, in the middle of the night, we can sometimes be in trouble or people get mad at us. Why didn't you answer the phone? Maybe I was taking a break. So take a break to help you with your stuckness. Now, by a break, I don't mean a 5 or 10 minutes or a part of a day. I mean a minimum of 3 days. It's better to do a whole week, like 7 days a break. Do that about once a quarter, which for many people go, oh my gosh, I can't do that. That's way too much. Well, think of all the wasted time you spend thrashing around or procrastinating or anxious or creating all kinds of interesting distractions so that you don't have to do what you want to do. All of that is a form of being stuck. So if you're stuck doing distractions or you're stuck playing games, you know, on your phone, all of those things keep you from being all you're meant to be. So taking a break recharges your brain. It gives you a little bit of better, shall we say, ability to see things. If you're the visionary type person, you need that break so that all the juices can flow and you can be alive with amazing ideas that you have and the things that you want to create. It recharges you on very, very many levels. I have friends of mine that are writers as well, and they take breaks so that they can focus on their writing and what they're doing after the break is done. But during the break, what they're doing is feeding themselves with different kinds of content, different things to do. So a break doesn't mean that you sit in quiet and boredom. It means you have more quiet. But it also means that you're fueling yourself with all of the necessary things, maybe eating a little better, maybe exercising a little more, or relaxing someplace that you enjoy, like in the woods or on the beach or on a boat. Something to give you a break from the normal routine will actually make your life better. Now, the second way to get unstuck is to interrupt your pattern. That means do things differently on purpose, like driving to work. So many people go the same way all the time. And then what happens is they act like they're sleep driving, if that's a word. And the sleep driving people can't even tell you how many red lights they went through or what they did. They got there safely. They didn't break the laws necessarily, but they don't really remember the experience. They weren't mindful and they weren't present. That's a sign of being stuck, when we don't even remember what we just did. So we want to break up the pattern. That's a great way to get unstuck. So if you get up every morning and you brush your teeth and then you do something else, do the something else and then brush your teeth. Just shift it around. That will confuse your brain just enough that you can then be present. And then your thinking can be unstuck, which then makes it easier for your behavior to be unstuck. So no matter what you're doing, you have the ability to free yourself from that trance of and that kind of hamster wheel way of being stuck simply by breaking up the pattern, doing something different. That includes doing something in a different order. That's the second way. So the first way is take a break for 3 to 7 days. The second way is employ a pattern interrupt. And the third way is to get your body moving. When we move our physical body, whether it's dancing, silly walking, goofing off, jumping up and down, playing with a child, swinging, it doesn't really matter. It's the moving that gets you unstuck. Our emotions and our thinking, our mind, are directly connected to our body. So if we're in analysis, paralysis, and overthinking, or we're emotionally overwhelmed, or we're distracting ourselves, and that those are all forms of being stuck, if you move your body in a different kind of way, that will help you get unstuck. It can be everything from taking a colder shower than you're used to, or going for a walk in a different way. Anything that moves yourself out of the sedentary position and into raising up your brain chemistry. I know somebody who does these funny, silly walks all the time, and I'll bet you his neighbors think he's a little goofy. But I can tell you, every time he comes back, he has solved an issue. I'm sure you've heard that research that says if you're trying to solve a problem and you can't think of the answer, change it up, do something different, think of something else, talk to a friend about something funny, and then pretty soon the answer to that problem comes in. Well, this is related to that. It's important that we keep our bodies moving. Our brain needs it, our heart, our lymph system, all of us needs to be moving. We live in a much too sedentary environment, which then makes us very, very stuck. So there's 3 things here, and there's multiple levels, right? First, we're talking about taking a break. That's what people do when they take one day off a week. I have friends of mine that take Saturday and they don't work from Friday night to Saturday night. Other people take a break on Sundays. I have other friends that they take breaks after every time they do some kind of work. So it matters that you have a break. We are not machines. We are human beings, not human doings. It is important that you take a break. The second way is to interrupt your pattern. This is very critical. It is a way to make sure that you can stay alive in your vision and that you can be happy and fulfilled. I break up my patterns often. In fact, I always tell everybody that I'm predictably unpredictable, that you can't predict what I'm going to do next, because I probably can't. I like to be a little goofy sometimes. I dress differently sometimes. I do all kinds of different things to shift things around so that I am not stuck in that kind of lulled into laziness behavior that I didn't even realize I was getting into. And the third way, of course, is get moving, moving your body. I like to do silly walks and silly dancing because it's fun. But we can do all kinds of things, going to the gym and doing different workouts, or swimming instead of lifting weights. There's so many options, but we have to get the blood flowing. So what I'm going to do now is stand up and go get my blood flowing. So for your homework, try one of them. Email me. I'll put my email in the show notes and let me know what it is that you're doing to get yourself unstuck. In the meantime, remember to be all that you're meant to be. Enjoy your life to the fullest.
Are you tired of searching for someone who understands you? Join our Facebook group, Someone Gets Me. In this group, you will be able to connect with others who are intense, sensitive, smart, talented, and wanting to be understood. Diane shares her insights and teachings, and you can connect with others. Join today.